8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
Another world, I would be another world for you. That was Spiritualized, Always Together With You, from the 2022 album Everything Was Beautiful, opening today's Radio Art Hour on a radio theme. We're also going to hear today two pop songs with radio themes and two mythic radio artworks. We'll hear Kate Donovan's The Bespoke Headpiece and Steve Roden's Transmissions, Voices of Objects in Sky. Plus, the band Gloves' Radio Out from the 2022 album Boom Nights takes us out today. But first, Kate Donovan's The Bespoke Headpiece is a radio myth, one that is imagined to date back millennia. The story has traveled orally through generations of those who have lived in locations where the aurora borealis reveals itself, and where some women could not only see the illuminated sky, but could also hear the phenomena. As part of a coming-of-age ritual, girls would spend 3 nights alone with the aurora night sky, wearing custom headdresses fashioned as receiving antennas, constructed of natural materials and designed to amplify the reception of sound. Folklore tells of this rite of passage where reception was so acutely tuned that the young woman alone in the night could hear voices of the deceased and the unborn. It is said that these voices provided guidance and support as the girls began their journey into adulthood. Here is Kate Donovan's The Bespoke Headpiece on the Radio Art Hour.
There's a legend about the auroras. It has traveled orally through generations and across continents for millennia. The legend speaks of women who found themselves to be particularly attuned to the polar lights. And just as the geomagnetic poles drift across the earth, so did these women follow their feet in tune with the light. Taking time and paying careful, respectful attention. Naturally, their perception of the aurora deepened. They began to notice how their senses opened. And they began to notice sound. They soon came to realize that flowing hair intensified their listening experience. And soon the most established listeners came to fashion special headpieces made out of antlers, tree branches, vines, pine cones, or anything that might act as an antenna. It is said that these headpieces intensified listening even further and helped them to receive the voices of the unborn and the deceased. As a way to share the profundity of this experience with future generations, special rites of passage were developed for girls to guide them on their journey into adulthood. Bespoke headpieces were constructed out of natural materials to be adorned by a girl as she ventured out alone into the wilderness. She would wear the headpiece in search of wisdom and advice, and to help receive the sounds of the aurora. Over the course of 3 days and three nights, a girl might experience an intense connection to the natural elements, to water, to earth, to air. But through the bespoke headpiece, it was the voices of the aurora that would speak to her. Voices of the long-distant past, and voices of the future. They would speak about the cycle of life, about transition. They would remind the girl about her changing role, that she was leaving a position of dependence, of receiving, and moving towards a position of giving, of transmitting. She was gaining the strength to choose what and how to transmit. On her return, the girl woman would be greeted and received by her elders and a celebratory fire and feast. This fire, this minuscule version of a solar flare, was a tiny reminder of the energy of the sun. And its crackle, a reminder of the message of the aurora.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm, and you're listening to the Radio Art Hour. That was Kate Donovan's The Bespoke Headpiece. Next, we're going to hear Steve Rudin's Transmissions, Voices of Objects and Skies, created for the exhibition Transmission from Space at the Fresno Metropolitan Museum in 2005. The work was inspired by John Glenn's first transmission from space. The source material was recordings of satellites by amateur astronomers from the 1960s through the 1980s that Rodin processed and transformed electronically. Here is Steve Rodin's transmissions, Voices of Objects and Skies. That was Steve Rodin's Transmissions, Voices of Objects in the Skies. And we're going to end the radio hour today from the band Glove. This is Radio Out from the 2022 album Boom Nights.
That's a 2022 song from the band Glove called Radio Out on the radio.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.